This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour ahead of the traditional Anzac Day clash tomorrow. Former bomber, current host of the Footy Talk AFL podcast on the Listener app and owner of the most memorable moment in Anzac Day footy history, David Zaharakis is with us.
It's a one-point ball game. Here it comes, Robert Barron. He's found the target.
Zaharakis.
An opportunity for Zaharakis.
What is that?
And just knocked as you kicked it too.
Yes.
I did, yeah.
And I reckon that gave you a little more juice in it.
It might have put me online.
I think it did.
Beautiful little left to right swing.
That was your ringtone for a long time. You still got it on there?
Yeah, I still watch it quite a few times a day, let's be honest.
Every year, Anzac
Pays
day.
The bills around this time of year too.
Bloody oath it does.
What are you doing, Zaka? It's great to see you. You look fit.
It's good to see you. I'm doing some Ironmans and triathlons these days. Found a new sport, Bill.
That's not a sport.
What is it?
It's grueling bloody...
Grueling.
Whatever it is. Ironman. Run us through an Ironman. What are you going to do at Port Macquarie in about a week's time?
Yes, so it's a swim, bike, run situation where I've done three halves so far and one full.
Yeah.
And it is a 3.8K swim, 180K bike, and then a marathon to finish.
Oh, wow. 42er.
42, are you? I'm that's a bit hard. Of a sucker for punishment.
And that's the last thing you do.
That's the last thing, yeah. You're suffering the whole time.
How long does that take?
Yeah. So I did my very first one in December in Busselton, and it took me 10 hours and 19. So I'm hoping for a sub 10 this time, but you never know.
Is that, I should know this, an Olympic sport?
So an Olympic distance triathlon is 1.5 swim, 40K bike, and a 10K run.
Right. So the one you do, what are the best in the world do it in?
Yeah. So the best at Busselton broke the record for Busselton. He did it in like a 7:45.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mate, these athletes are unbelievable. I mean, obviously I played a professional sport in AFL and growing up as a kid, you do anything to play AFL and you realize how hard it is. When I was swapping codes to try and become good or even above average at a sport, you realize just how hard triathlon or Ironman is as a sport. When you're three hours behind.
Mate, I drive to here to Geelong and back.
Yes, in that time. Yeah, exactly. And this guy had already finished. More. So he had a cup of tea, probably got a flight out of Busselton already, and I'm still going.
What's the big one in Hawaii, is it?
Yes, so to qualify for Hawaii, you have to you have to finish first in your age group. So my age group right now is 30 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
And then either first. So, but if first has already qualified through another race, it drops to second and then same to third. So
it's really hot in that over there.
Yes. So it's not based on time. You can qualify just in your age group.
Right.
And then that Kona is... That's the one.
What's the distances with that one?
That's the same. So a full Ironman. Right. Yeah. Yep. So full Ironman's Kona. And then the half Ironman, which I do a lot more races in half, they change the spots for the world champs every year.
Don't they do one stupid one that's like quadruple the distance, like some massive ultra bloody...
Yeah, there's ultra Ironmans now. So, I mean, all these things getting created, Spartan and all this stuff, and Hyrox now, I've never heard of that. But ultra Ironman, I might butcher this, but apparently they do it over 2 or 3 days. Right. So they do like a 10K swim, I think, and then a 500, I don't know, I'm getting this wrong, but a 500K bike,
like
and then
huge amount,
you finish with like an 80K run on
so
day three.
So as a former player, you would weigh a lot less now than you did when you played. You carry too much weight, footballers.
Well, it's interesting. So I never weigh myself during footy. Obviously, I knew I played around that 78 to 80 kilos.
Yep.
Then training for Busselton last year, I leaned up my face. People thought I was gaunt, on something or sick or whatever. So I lost that. But then I got on the scales before Ironman because they want to weigh you in case you qualify for Worlds. And I was actually a kilo heavier than what I was when I played. I was 79. So that was interesting to me that I'd got a lot leaner, but probably more dense in terms of muscle. Legs are a bit bigger. But the upper body's definitely shredded down.
Which of those three disciplines do you find the hardest?
The hardest is to try and get the power on the bike.
Right.
These guys, so in the full Ironman, the pros can ride it in 4 hours. I did it in 5.5.
Right.
So that's the area I lose the most time in.
If you can't swim, it'd be hard, I reckon.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of people that love to try a triathlon and Ironman, but they just can't get to be able to swim. It's one of the most hardest things to do.
Spot on.
It's very technical.
Now, where are you nowadays? Because you used to be out Diamond Creek way, Jimmy boy. He liked it out there.
Work out there.
He did. And then I reckon you want to move to Lower Plenty, so you're slowly...
Is that what you reckon he did?
Slowly coming in towards the city, Zach.
Nice pad out there in Lower Plenty.
Was there? Yeah. You liked it out there too.
Yes. Yeah. And now I'm in Richmond, inner city living. It's a great area. I wanted to trial inner city living, which... If I had it done during my career, I don't reckon my career would have lasted as long as what it did.
226 goals.
So I was smart, probably waiting until the end of that. But now I love inner city Richmond, some great establishments around Richmond there. Which, funny thing, this is going on from yesterday. So the guy that won the crown voucher yesterday with these young kids nowadays say nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't know yet. So I was at the London 2 weeks ago, Essendon playing the Doggies on Friday night. And I was there with my partner, Amy, and she said, can you please go get me a wine? So I walked up to the bar and I asked the young kid there, I said, can I just have a Pinot Noir?
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he said, which one's that one, the red or the white? And I said, mate, you're
come on, young fella.
You've got your RSA. Got
to be better than that.
Yeah. And he didn't know which one. So that was, I thought that was quite funny when I heard you guys yesterday saying that, because that immediately came to my head that.
Well, back in the day, we've known Zach for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes, back in the day, out at Diamond Creek.
Yeah.
He used to get the tips in the hair.
He did.
Wear the white shoes.
And
just laps. Get it, laps.
Walk.
Yep. just sort of lurk around.
Was it? You wouldn't have known what a Pinot Noir was back then either.
I didn't. I certainly do now, but I didn't back then.
You were drinking frothies and walking laps on the Diamond Creek footy ground. Someone might see him.
That's exactly what he was on. Hence the tips in the hair.
Oh, now.
Sit around, Zach. We need to talk Anzac Day next. It's the big, big day.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's Steinfeld?
Seinfeld? Seinfeld.
Essendon legend David Zaharakis is stuck around, JB, ahead of the Anzac Day game tomorrow.
12 times you played on Anzac Day. So that must be amazing. Now that you've finished playing, you must look back and go, they are 12 incredible days I had as a footballer.
Yes, the only one I missed was COVID year, which we played Collingwood a couple weeks later. So played in every one that I was able to play in at the footy club. And there were a couple of times there where I probably shouldn't have played. I was quite injured at the time and spent a few days in hospital before one of the games. And but you just wanted to get yourself up for every single Anzac Day game because of what it means for yourself, for the country, for the club, and also for my family. I got a great strong connection to Anzac Day. So I never wanted to miss a game, no matter how I felt or how injured I was or whatever. And just the occasion, I was at a function today at the MCG hearing Brad Scott and Craig McRae talk about it, and Brad's connection to Anzac with his dad. And just even then, just hearing those two talk about it in the occasion got goosebumps, and Mickey Roberts was emceeing, and even he said, blow the siren and let's get out there. Like, yeah. It's an amazing feeling that everyone gets goosebumps hearing about it and talking about it, and playing in it was just
Anzac Day medalist.
Exactly.
2013.
Exactly. And Sheeds, of course, he would have loved all that stuff, wouldn't he?
If I was coached by him, yeah.
You weren't coached by him?
No, I wasn't.
Who was coaching you?
He created Anzac Day, yes.
He created it.
Anything to do with
him. Who was coaching you? He would have been, was he around?
Think about it, didn't really have
actually, how old are you, Zucker? Don't worry about that, Zucker.
What is it about Essendon fat?
What?
We had Sammy Draper in the other day. And Fat gives it the, and your new facility out there at the hangar.
How's that going out there?
10 years old, isn't it?
More than 10. What's going on with Essendon fat?
Oh, I don't know. Where is the medal? I want to know that.
The medal
proudly
is
on the mantelpiece so Amy can look at it.
No, it's actually it's just in the box.
No one puts them
out. No one puts them out there. I went to a function in Perth last week and I took the medal with me and got some photos with some of the people at the function there last week, and they appreciated it. And obviously I appreciate it, but I haven't hung it up. In Diamond Creek when I used to live there, I had the walk of the shrine
did
there
you?
With
shrine
all
of
my
Zucker.
Old jumpers and everything.
Of course
and,
he
I
did.
Just, and I just kept copying absolute filth for it. So then I took everything down and everything's now in the cupboard and all the jumpers are stuffed away. So you cop too much slack for it.
Who did coach Zucker, Bill?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue.
How many coaches did I have in the 13 years?
You've had 6, I reckon.
Ooh, 7.
7,
there
yes.
you go.
You had
7
a lot.
In 13 years. We had a lot.
You did. Do you get a free invite to the game because of that goal?
No, I've got, I'm a life member of the Essendon Footy Club, right. And a 200 club member of the AFL. Yes. So I get tickets through them, and I've got 6 tickets for tomorrow.
Have you?
The whole family. So I'm taking mum and dad, my sister, brother-in-law, and then Amy's away. So she's been replaced by Matt, one of my good mates.
You'll be on the froffies then tomorrow with the Dahl away.
Yeah. Well, I've got the comp next week, so I might have to rein in, but certainly a few will be on the froffies. My brother-in-law is a massive Collingwood man. So
they'll be on.
Yeah, it'll be on.
Are you involved with the Bombers?
I only do functions every now and then. So I'm doing one at the Pullman tomorrow before
good,
the game.
Good.
And then I go to, or try to go to every game. Amy and I, we love it just to go as an occasion, to still have the contact with the footy club that way, but nothing to do with the footy department.
How do you reckon they're going, the Bombros?
Well, we're 4-2, so we look good on the ladder. Yep. Yes. We're sitting seventh, but we're winning games of footy ugly, which is, I guess, a good thing that we're winning, but that St Kilda game was a terrible one to watch. I was sitting next to, in between actually, Scotty Lucas and Matty Lloyd, and it wasn't a pretty game to watch with them. A few expletives were said there about the way we're playing. But then even on the weekend, the win last week against Adelaide, yes, we got over the line and we dominated the game, but we're not winning games easily. We don't put teams away. We don't score easily. We struggle to score, and it's kind of like a messy play. So I'm looking for them to try and clean up the way they play, because they get scored against too heavily against good sides. So we need to be able to score ourselves, but then also defend. And if we're not doing that, we just keep losing to top six sides, and we're going to hang around that eighth, ninth spot all year.
There
so
you go. Nice.
Big game.
Last night on the Talking Footy, Wispy,
our man Whispers.
Whispers. Yes. Shone a light on Sam Durham.
Yes.
My goodness, his attack on the footy is ferocious.
Yes. It went, when we recruited him, Seymour boy up there, you knew straight away from the first training session that he was that in and under, just courage, just brave, and just wanted to go win the footy, win his own ball, and he would crash packs. And obviously he played at Richmond in the VFL, and we plucked one from there, took one from them. And you could just tell he was going to be a good player. He's good size, that six kind of 6'1", 6'2", hard player. And we needed that under Scotty. Looking. This is what Scotty's brought into the footy club. And Durham fits that mould perfectly.
Not as good looking as our man, but a good looking
kid. He's a good looking kid, isn't he?
He's a good looking kid. Great smile on him, and he's got a bit of charisma about him.
Which is important.
Yes. There is.
It is.
Not wild riz.
Shut yourself. Come on.
He's got some riz.
No.
He's got some.
He's got a lot more than you. What else? What else, Saka, can you tell us? We haven't seen you. You've been going to a lot of functions nowadays, don't you? You like to get out there.
Yeah, well, same with you, Bill. I attend most functions that you're at. I don't get paid, though, unlike you.
Not an envelope every time. You do some free stuff.
Every time.
Every time, yes. Yep. Myself and my partner, Amy, we kind of do the same thing. We'll be freelance a lot. So we attend a lot of gigs and work with a lot of brands. Just like today, lunch with the MCG Network. I'm an ambassador for the MCG, and that's what we do basically nowadays, along with a few other things. I host some shows and MC and public
speaking.
Podcast, exactly.
Do you enjoy that?
I love it. I'm loving that step into media. Did it as a guest last year, and now more regular this year. And I'm loving kind of stepping into that mold now. But coming out of football, I didn't want anything to do with footy in the AFL or the media, and then now kind of now 2-3 years out of the game, I'm kind of getting back into it and really loving it and enjoying
it. Who are you doing that with, the Footy Talk podcast?
So Abby and Jay.
Abby
Jay-Z,
Holmes.
Yeah.
Oh, little Jay-Z.
Yeah, Clarky, yes. So with them, and obviously Rui and Lee do the other shift for us. But yes, working a lot with Abby and Jay-Z.
Oh, good team.
A bit long, some of his questions, Jay-Z, aren't they? You just cut them down.
Yeah, he has an agenda with his questions. We actually get along really well. I've done two podcasts without Abby, there's some chemistry on set, I reckon. Mm. It's great.
No, Abster. Our
producer, Abster.
He's starting to bloody try and pick off.
Her name is not Abster.
Zoe.
We've got our own producer's name wrong.
So, yeah, Zoe looks after both, which is great.
You can grab the Footy Talk podcast on the Listener app, by the way.
How do you spell Listener?
L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yeah.
Well done. There we go. Oh, you're away, Zaka. Well done.
Zoe's the producer of our show.
Yeah.
In fact, didn't know who
call
she was.
Call her Abster.
Called her Abster. Mm. What's wrong with you, Bill?
I don't know. I don't even know. What day is it? Wednesday.
Zach, we miss you, you little bastard. Yes. When we did the footy show, he was regular. It was one of my most entertaining versions, because he'd always get in early.
Yes.
Because it was a long drive.
Well, I was on the very last one.
It was.
I was on the very last one, and well, then we got axed.
Which one?
We got axed.
There's a lot of laughs.
Fallen away.
It
was always a fun discussion with you out in the green room, finding out what you'd been up to.
Yes, it was. And coming on here quite regularly when I was playing. And I brought in a little Ratio Fantasia member, and Bill thought he was a fanboy.
I wanted a coffee.
Well, Zach, enjoy tomorrow. It's going to be superb, and we love what you did on this day.
Well, thank you. Appreciate having me in.
Former bomber and legend of the Anzac Day footy match, David Zaharakis on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Test drive one today. Triple M.